I know they said they brought a treat, but I wasn't expecting it to be so luxurious. What's your name? Me? You can call me Edwin. Are you from around here? No. Oh, you could have died out there. I don't think you understand that. Most vampires around this district aren't that lenient. You got lucky. Well, don't just stand there. Be my guest. Take a seat. So what had you wandering around these parts? Were you looking for excitement? An adventure? Oh, there has to be something. Do you know how dark and creepy it is around here? Why were you roaming alone? I see. So you're also going through things. I mean, it would be quite hypocritical to believe that humans can't go through things as well. So what's your problem? Is it loneliness? Not feeling good enough? Feeling abandoned? Lost? Oh, trust me, I know what it feels like to be in all of those situations. Not the best. Especially when you have to do it alone. Oh, no. Don't start getting emotional. I'm cold, I'm bitter, I don't cry. You're really going through it, aren't you? Well, our lives are quite different. Maybe I can't give you the perfect advice. But if you need someone to listen, or maybe even a hug, even though I hate giving hugs, I can do that for you. And because I'm a vampire, I'll probably be up all night. Actually, I will. I don't really sleep. Here. You're going to be all right. Now, what I want you to do is in the morning, go back home, take time to think, and heal. Things might be rough right now, but don't ever put yourself in dangerous situations in the heat of the moment. You're better than that. And looking at you, I know you're going to do amazing things. Take it as a compliment. You may stay here for the rest of the night. And I'll bring you a blanket. I know it gets cold sometimes. What? Don't thank me. I'd love to see you happy. Contrary to popular belief, not all vampires are mean and cruel. I guess the same goes with humans. 'Cause you really surprised me.